Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Big Show, served up hot and fresh here on The Fan, live from the G. Wagner Plumbing Studios, gwagnerplumbing.com for all of your plumbing needs. Greg Cook, former Packer offensive lineman, set to join us here momentarily. But first, let me explain to you why you keep seeing all these cars and waiting in line at Wendy's. Wendy's has taken the pretzel bun to a whole new level. Introducing our new pretzel bacon pub cheeseburger at Wendy's. It packs a quarter pound of fresh beef, Munster cheese, applewood smoked bacon, a smoky honey mustard, crispy fried onions — who doesn't like crispy fried onions on their burger — and a warm beer cheese sauce, all on a pretzel bun. And again, there's probably more people that like pretzel buns than don't like pretzel buns at this point, would be my guess. The Pretzel Bacon Pub Cheeseburger at participating Wendy's for a limited time only. Joining us now, he is Greg Cook, former Packers offensive lineman, of course, used to be at 790 in Houston as well. Greg, thanks a lot for coming out with Gary, Leroy, and myself.
Yeah, appreciate you having me, guys.
All right, so listening to Gary and Leroy talk in the first hour of the show here, I mean, they're making this Houston offense sound pretty tough to stop for this Packers defense. Lend us some insight about how this Texas offense has looked to this point.
Well, the offense has been very disjointed because Bill O'Brien, you know, was general manager and head coach, and he was not a really good offensive coordinator. And so it ended up biting him in the butt. I mean, no, really, they ignored their offensive line till last year. They gave away a first and a second for Laramie Tunsil. They drafted a tackle. So they got good tackles. The interior of their line is not very good. And, you know, as Leroy and Gary can tell you, in the NFL, if you can't run the ball or stop the ball, you're not going to do very well. And right now the Texans don't run the ball very well and they can't stop the run, but they do have a talented quarterback in Deshaun Watson, and they've got some really good receivers and Kenny Stills and Will Fuller. I mean, some real speedsters, Brandon Cook, and, you know, Randall Cobb's there as well. And Darren Fells, don't sleep on him, because they're finally starting to use their tight ends a little bit more. But if the Packers ever threw a screen pass, if the Texans ever throw a screen pass, I may die of a heart attack, because that would be some real – that would be some real ingenuity from them, you know, to come up with a trick play like a screenplay. They are so basic, it's almost scary.
Hey, Cook, this is Gary Ellison.
You notice how you do? Hey, Cook, it's Gary Ellison. It's not, hey, Greg, how you doing, pal? It's
hey, Cook. Hey, Cook, what's up, buddy? How you doing?
It's I'm Mr. Doing Cook okay, to you, brother. Gary.
Good. Hey, I would agree with you, and that's what I'm most afraid of, is that you're right. They have a lot of offensive weapons. Deshaun Watson was just, last year was an MVP candidate
for the NFL. They don't even get a first-round draft choice for him. They trade one of the top receivers in the league and don't even get a first-round draft choice for him.
So my question to you, how bad was it with Bill O'Brien there?
Well, I'll say this for Bill O'Brien. I never was a Bill O'Brien guy. I don't like him. He reminded me like a coach that we had. I'll just give you initials, FG. You know, Bill O'Brien was not a very good head coach. He might be a good coordinator, but he's not a good head coach. But I will say this for him. The players always played hard for him. They did play hard, even though they didn't have very good schemes to work with. But you could see it this year when they were in that 0-4 slump that they started. Well, they're still in a slump, but they started the season 0-4. They had a tough schedule, I'll admit that. But they were starting to – you could just notice guys were not following anymore. They weren't hustling like they used to. And I think Cal Manier, the owner, saw that as well. I came out and said after the Pittsburgh game, that's the first time I've seen the Texans not really go all out for Bill O'Brien. And I think Cal Manier saw it too, and the change had to be made.
Hey, Cookie, this is Leroy Butler. I want to get to J.J. Watt because that guy is just – you know, sometimes we had a poll a few years back of who's the most wasted player in the NFL, and he won it because, you know, there's a lot of people say, well, you're wasting your time with this guy. He's so good and you can't win a championship. He's done so much for the state of Texas and for that team. But they were looking – I had a conversation with our sister station, 610, down in Houston, and I really was saying, why wouldn't they just trade him to get some draft picks and hopefully that team would be Green Bay? Any chatter about that down there, about him? Time is running out with J.J. Watt?
There's a lot of chatter. I don't buy into that, though, that, you know, wasted. Okay. I mean, there's guys all over the place that are really good players. They just don't happen to have the team around them. So I don't buy that, but I will tell you that J.J., you know, other than the big man that you played with, he's probably the best defensive lineman I've seen. Yeah, he and Reggie remind me so much of each other. Just, you know, they don't have to take a particular gap because they're quick enough to get back. They can jump around a block and get back in the gap because they're so quick. Yeah, there's a lot of chatter about sending J.J. to the Patriots, sending J.J. to the Steelers. You know, the Packers always come up because he's from Wisconsin. But I think that you might have a riot here in Houston if they were to do something with J.J. because they just – you know, the problem is they got some bad contracts. Bernard McKinney's got some bad contract. A lot of their linebackers have bad contract. Whitney Merciless has got a horrible contract. None of the guys are playing up to what they should be playing. But I also think a lot of it's a scheme as well. So, I mean, I would not take them for granted because this team can bust out at any time, but they just seem to fold when it's the biggest games. Mm-hmm. That's when they seem to fold up 10, and this will be a big game for them against the Packers.
Hey, Cookie, why do you think they chose Romeo Crennel to be the stabilizer? Because the guy's 73 years old, one of the oldest guys to ever coach, but it just seems like everybody likes him because of his system, but the defense has not been that great, but everybody likes him. Do you think they just wanted a grown man in the room to just kind of stabilize this thing? Or why do you think they chose him?
Well, you know, Romeo was Bill O'Brien's defense coordinator. Then he stepped down and let Mike Vrabel step in as defense coordinator. And then when Vrabel left, now they have Anthony Weaver, who played for the Texans as defense coordinator. But Romeo is just that voice of reason. You know, when you've had a guy that's got a pretty notable temper that yells at players, and Bill O'Brien had been getting a lot of fights with guys like J.J. and other guys, and a lot of players were unhappy with, like you said, the way Clowney got treated, the way DeAndre Hopkins got treated. Well, there's a lot of guys, good guys playing on other teams that should be on this team right now. So Romeo is kind of the opposite of that. You know, he brings calmness and measuredness, and, you know, there's nobody on that team that is more respected than Romeo Crennel. Now, I see the long-term answer, no, of course not. But for the short time for the rest of the season and the situation they were in where you fire a coach after four games, he was the best available that they had. And I think the guys will play hard for him.
Talking with Greg Cook, former Packers offensive lineman, was with Sports Talk 790 until just recently when he retired. Greg, what about the character of these guys on this football team? Randall Cobb, high character. J.J. Watt, you brought him up. Deshaun Watson, Kenny Stills. He's been doing a ton of stuff, as we all know, within the community and stuff. How is this locker room held together through all of this stuff with Bill O'Brien and now the transition?
I don't know. You know, we used to have Earl Campbell on our show a lot. We're talking about guys liking each other in the locker room. He said, let me tell you something. Love don't win football games. And so, yeah, you know, I remember the coach from Brigham Young said, man, I have all these missionaries on my team. If we lose a couple games, I'm going to go find me some Hellraisers. So I think sometimes you need a little cross-section of guys that are real high-character guys and guys that are just going to go out and knock the hell out of somebody. But this locker room's, you know, they've got some strong leadership. We've got some guys that have been around there a long time, led by J.J. Watt. The problem is, like I said, the schemes aren't very good, and they just signed some guys that they shouldn't sign to some big mega deals. I mean, you should wait a little bit longer, but they locked them up too early. And so now they're going to have not only cap problems, but they're going to have personnel problems down the road.
But you know what? It looks like long-term, yeah, they got into some bad contracts, and maybe they got to get rid of some of these guys. But I think when you look at it at the end of the day, I still think this is a team that still has some talent. And that if they find the right coach.
But we had a guy named DJ Reader that was a nose man. I mean, you're talking about a pure 315, 20-pound guy that's solid muscle, pitched at Clemson, and they let him go. We have no inside push on the pass rush. So other than JJ, I mean, that's about it for what we've got for pass rush. And then the secondary hasn't played that well. But the O-line, the interior of the offensive line, I don't know how the Packers – I've watched as many games as I can – but our two tackles are good, but our interior, our center and two guards are very average. So if you can get that push, but the amazing thing is, even when you get the push, Deshaun Watson is just such an amazing athlete. He gets out of so many things. Now, he does hold on to the ball too long, and he will try to force some, he'll try to make things happen and force some throws, but that's just a young quarterback growing up. And I think he's going to do a lot better now that he's got hopefully he'll get a new coordinator that'll help him progress instead of regress.
Greg, we talked about this earlier about, you know, they may ride in Houston if they get rid of J.J. Watt, but a lot of the conversation and the talk that you see is that this team needs to kind of tear it down and rebuild around Deshaun Watson, get some draft picks. I don't think they have a first or a second in the upcoming draft.
They're in Miami.
Right. So from that perspective, though, my thought is, how does Deshaun Watson handle a rebuild around him? It's not like he's a first or a second year player at this point.
Yeah, and, you know, I would say that when I say there's going to be a riot in Houston, when you're talking about hardcore Texan fans, I mean, J.J.'s a guy that, you know, we've always looked to. But you're at a point where really, are you going to keep the J.J. Watt making $100 million or whatever his contract is, you know, pay? That thing's already done. Or will another team take him off your hands? I don't know if you could get a first-rounder for J.J. right now.
It's interesting. We had Pete Doherty, who writes for the Press Gazette, Green Bay Press Gazette, and the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and he asked, I want to say, three executives from around the NFL in a piece he did today. One guy said he'd give up a first because the Packers' first will be at the end of the first round, they're assuming. Another guy said a second. Another guy said a third. So it's scattered depending on – that's three different guys from three different teams.
Yeah, the thing is that, you know, J.J., when everybody was giving Clowney such a hard time for not being able to stay on the field, J.J. was having his own difficulty staying on the field. Now, he's been playing really well, but when you're talking about guys that are in their 30s, you know, some guys can play a long time and do the things, but other guys, their body just breaks down a little bit quicker. I think we've seen J.J. starting to break down. I don't think I would give up a first round for him, but definitely I'd give up a second round for him. And I think if the Texans were smart, you know, having one guy rushing the passer does not make a team. You got to build a team, and I just don't think you're going to do it with J.J. and some of these contracts. They're going to have to move some of these guys and just basically gonna have to start from scratch.
He is Greg Cook, former Packers offensive lineman and formerly of Sports Talk 790 in Houston. Greg, thanks so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Always
take care
great
of that nice hair
in Wisconsin. Yeah.
Take care thanks, of that Greg. Nice hair, Greg.
You take care of the grave digger, Leroy.
I will. I will watch him.
He calls me Papa Smurf now that I'm all gray.
Yeah. He's jealous.
All right. You guys take care.
Take care. There he is. Greg Cook on the Great Midwest Bank hotline. If applying for a home renovation loan has you feeling anxious, breathe and let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of tranquility. Get started at greatmidwestbank.com. I actually have Greg Cook's.
Congratulations, please.
I actually have Greg Cook's autograph. Did I ever tell you guys that?
No, you never get told. No.
Yeah, when I was a kid.
I thought you were a Super Packer.
I want to say it was my grandpa. I think it was my grandma. Gave me this thing with all these different autographs of all these different guys that were on, like, one picture, I guess.
Was it like a
Abilene? That was the old Bears quarterback, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
yes,
he's on that picture.
Wow,
signed.
I didn't know you had that.
Cook. Speed. I got a bunch of different guys all signed on there. Across the board.
I hope you're saving that for Jackson and not getting rid of it.
Well, my prized possessions were my Mickey Mantle and Roger Maris autograph on one picture, And then another one is a magazine article signed by Mickey Mantle. They would never be able to find it in my mess.
Okay, good. Tell him this guy is spread out in the garage.
The 13-year-old never knew I even had it. So he had no idea. Yeah, I don't have it posted up anywhere because I don't want anybody stealing it.
Exactly.
Top of the hour brought to you by Toro Snowblowers for Grizzly Winters. You need a Toro Power Max snowblower. It's a beast on snow. Act now. Get up to $100 off on select Toro Power Max snowblowers. See your Toro retailer now. Win winter with a Toro. Coming up next, what are your expectations for Graham Mertz, the Badgers redshirt freshman quarterback who gets the start tonight against the Illini? What are your expectations for the Badgers in 2020 as well? 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. Now the latest from Mike Clemens.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.